So it sounds fantastic, doesn't it? But it's not always like that, is it? When we come experience suffering in others, when we experience happiness in others, we do not always feel overflowing with compassion and sympathetic and appreciative joy. Or am I wrong? It's right, isn't it? So there are things that get in the way of those experiences. And some of those things are, in relation to suffering, when we meet suffering in others, shut down, fear, shut down, blanking off, what's called horrified anxiety, where we're just, again, it's related to fear, we're just freaked out by suffering and we go into all sorts of behaviours around that. And then there's pity, which is a sort of, oh, you know, you stay over there and I'll feel sorry for you, rather than a kind of moving towards someone and actually empathising. And then in relation to others' happiness, when others are happy or experience success, sometimes we feel, actually what it brings up for us is, actually I want that, what they've got. And there's an envy and there's competitiveness and there's anxiety and there's a kind of, it might be a scarcity mentality. It's like, if they've got that, then it means I've going to have less of it. So all these things can come up. And actually it's said that mudita is really not that easy, you know. It's easy to talk about. It's not necessarily that easy. People often struggle in comparison with compassion. It can be really quite difficult. So not to give ourselves a hard time if we don't respond, always respond in that way. Stuff gets in the way.